You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. Gorillaz is the creation of musician Damon Albarn and comic book artist Jamie Hewlett. They're a virtual band made up of four animated characters. The songs are written by Damon Albarn and a roster of collaborators. Since their first album was released in 2001, Gorillaz have sold over 16 million records worldwide. In this episode, Damon breaks down the song Andromeda from the 2017 Gorillaz album Humans. It's a dance song, but also an elegy to people in his life who he's lost, like legendary soul singer Bobby Womack, a former Gorillaz collaborator. Andromeda features guest vocals by the rapper and singer Drom, whose own hit single Broccoli went quadruple platinum in 2016. Coming up later, Drom tells the story of how he got involved with this track. But first, Damon Albarn. It's Gorillaz on Song Exploder.
I'm Damon Albarn. This originated from a conversation between myself and Twilight Tone, the guy who co-produced the record. We were talking about two of the greatest 80s pop songs, and we decided that Billie Jean by Michael Jackson and I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates were two of our favourite tunes in their tempo and their kind of pop sensibilities. And how could we somehow alchemically channel the greatness of those into our own music? So we had a title for this song before we actually started it, which was I Can't Go For Billie Jean. For copyright purposes, I want to emphasize that the eventual outcome bears no resemblance, and any resemblance is purely fictitious. Twilight Tone is responsible for the beats. Well, with tunes like this, the rhythm, that was the primary source of the song, was get this vibe going, get this feeling, this good, solid dance thing going. That and the bass line. In my studio, Studio 13, I have a fantastic piano, which is an upright acoustic piano that has been adapted to read MIDI information. So it's very easy to use in the studio. That's my main instrument, but I didn't use any of the piano on the record. I just use it to sort of get my harmonic map sort of established. For example, on this record, I used a lot of Prophet sounds, a lot of Chroma sounds, Korg sounds, and a lot of iPad sounds. And that's the same on every tune on the record. No guitars, no nothing acoustic at all. Synth bass, synth drums, keyboards, and vocals. Because I wanted it to be in the future. And the future for me has always been synthetic digital. Record narrative is really important. And on this record in particular, the narrative arc is imagining something in the near future which happened in America that really turned everything up on its head and made people feel very uncertain about their future. And let's make a party record about the night that happens. So it's in the future, it's futuristic. It's fantasy, it's imaginary. Or is it? So I've got a very basic chord sequence together. In my usual way, it usually involves a dominant minor chord, and a subservient major chord. I try to make all my pop music in the minor key.
When the bossin' looks too light for, take it in your heart now, lover.
This song actually ended up being, it's a very personal song. I mean, I've never said this before. I mean, on the record, it's next to the song Andromeda, it says, for Ethel. Now, Ethel is the deceased mother of my partner. And she was very, very ill when I first sat down at the piano. And I was just thinking about her, you know, and it all just came out in one splurge. All those lyrics just came out. It was just one take, the whole thing.
When the bossin' looks too light for, take it in your heart now, lover.
The first line of the song is, when the passing looks to die for. When she was, you know, in her last few hours, I went to see her in the hospital. As tragic as it was, her passing final look and words to me were so beautiful and uplifting. They stayed with me and you know, overwhelmed me at one point while I was writing. Thinking of her, I started thinking about Bobby Womack as well, who'd passed away 2 years previously.
When the cards were closing, it was Bobby Grayson, I know that.
And I just sort of started thinking about all these beautiful people that I've known who've passed away. And so, you know, when I said, make it for the best times and the growing pains, the good times, the good times.
Make it for the best times, growing pains, good times, good times, good times, good times.
I remember being in tears as I sang that because I was with them at that moment, and that's why it's got that emotional tug on it. I didn't know what I was singing. It was improvised, but it felt so poignant at that moment.
Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart.
It felt like, you know, it was take the worst possible outcome and be brave and remember all the goodness that preceded that, all the beauty that preceded that.
Take it in your heart now, lover.
So it just came out in one splurge, and then over the months, I tried to articulate that into something that made more sense, but realised at the end of the day that it was an honest thing. Lyrically and vocally, that's how I sang it. That is it. The improvised vocal take. And I spent literally a fucking year trying to get it right, only to go back to the thing I did in like 2 minutes. It's really annoying. I mean, sometimes you have to kind of put yourself through that kind of torturous process just to really know that what you did originally was the right thing. But I tried lots of different versions of that song. We did a version with Rag and Bone Man that didn't work. We did a version with Christine and the Queens that didn't work. We did a whole version with Dram that didn't work.
Hey, it's your guy, Big Baby Drum, as featured on The Great Gorillaz Andromeda. I got a random call from my manager, like, are you down to work with Damon Albarn and the Gorillaz? And I'm like, fuck yeah.
The nature of Gorillaz is collaboration. I could do it on my own, but I enjoy having people around. I enjoy camaraderie of that, all the laughter. I don't know, it's just cooler because, I mean, I wanted to make a party record and you can't make a party record on your own, can you?
So then he's like, all right, I'm sending a track over. And I switch, boom, 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 boom. I instantly loved it because I'm a fan of four on the floor, groovy sounds. They literally just sent it saying, you know, do what you feel.
I always think that it's better if people write words from their own heart and their own experience. So I encourage people just to do their own thing.
I really appreciated that too. So I just, you know, did my thing, sent it over.
He's a really lovely guy. It's like very open and honest. And a song like this, which is very heartfelt, needed that kind of vibe. It's really cool what he did. But, you know, we realized that actually all the chorus needed to be was that really lovely keyboard line that goes... And then... Just that simplicity, that space was all that was needed.
Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart.
Where it all goes down.
And the bit that he did in the bridge, we kept because that was really strong.
Back to when it was cool. Cause there's no substitute. Who even knows the truth? The truth. The truth. Andromeda.
The word Andromeda comes from two places. Andromeda is the name of a nightclub in Colchester in the early 1980s, where I used to go on a Friday night, and it was the only place in the whole of the town that I was a teenager in that played soul music. So there's a connection between the music I used to hear there and the feeling and the spirit of the music I was trying to evoke. And also Ethel, the dear Ethel, was very into astronomy, and I imagine her spirit, her soul, being somewhere in a distant constellation now when I look up at the sky, because I know she looked up at the sky all the time. So I think of her when I look at the stars. I love this woman dearly, and, you know, and I miss her still a lot. So, you know, it's kind of, it's nice that that exists and I can think about her when I sing it.
And now, here's Andromeda by Gorillaz featuring Drom. In its entirety.
Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart.
Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart. Where we all go down.
Visit songexploder.net/gorillaz for a link to buy this song, to watch the music video, and to learn more about Gorillaz. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Kunz. Special thanks this episode to Zach McNeese for engineering Damon Albarn's interview. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts made possible by the Knight Foundation and listeners like you. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. Next time on Song Exploder, Amy Mann. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Life is good. You look around and think I'm in the right neighborhood. But honey, you just moved in. Life is grand. And wouldn't you like...
Well, I've enjoyed it enormously, but I think it's time to terminate this very, very in-depth analysis of my music-making process before I destroy the whole myth completely.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their 6th season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.